every time we went to church, he wore a hat.
Glory!
One of my daughters, I won't explain which one, said, "That ain't for us, that's for old people. I like that."
Yes.
I mean, we were little kids. Even on Easter, everybody wore a hat. Young and old.
Yes.
Amen. But I think hats look so appropriate.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. It ain't all. It's good. It's
yes.
good to look good.
Yes.
Especially when the hat matches everything else.
Right? Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And with the thing behind the hat, the clothes look good too, right?
Went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob,
children of Ammon. Now let's skip down to verse 28. Howbeit the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words which Jephthah which she sent him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he passed over unto the children of Ammon. And Jephthah bowed his vow to the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hand, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hand. And he fought them from Aroer, even till thou come to Minith, even 20 cities, and unto the plains of the vineyard, with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and dances, and she was his own son. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot. I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot. Lord, we thank you this afternoon for the reading of your word. Lord, we thank you for a blessing and allowing us to see a new year. Lord, we thank you for keeping us in our right mind. Lord, we thank you for keeping us in health and strength. We thank you for blessing all the family. Such a blessing. Lord, we thank you that even though the devil tried to divide, hallelujah, Lord, that you stepped in, hallelujah, and prevented the division. Now, Lord, on this afternoon, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, to speak a word. Lord, send your word to heal. Lord, send your word to deliver. Lord, send your word, hallelujah, to set free. Lord, may your word find a lodging place in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Now, Lord, we thank you for what we know you're going to do. And we glorify your name. Can the church say in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Can you get our thing on for just a minute? Our theme for this year is prevailing through prayer. What is it again?
Prevailing through prayer.
Prevailing through prayer. Prayer can do what nothing else can do. If anybody feels as though you're on the verge of quitting and giving up, it's time to pray. Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to don't give up. Don't faint, don't quit, even though it may be difficult and challenging, it's time to pray. So we want to prevail through prayer. And Luke 22, we're reading verses 41 through 44, which is on the screen. It says, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and knelt down and
prayed,
saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared unto him an angel unto him, appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And he being in agony, prayed more earnestly, and his sweat were as it were great drops of blood falling to the ground. Who is this? Jesus. Hallelujah. So there's some time when you gotta get a hold of prayer. There are times when you gotta pray. There's sometimes we gotta have the mind that Jacob had. He said, Lord, I got a hold of you. And I'm not gonna let you go to your blessing. That's called prevailing prayer meeting. That's where your soul can be set free. Amen. So we ought to pray. Paul said, I pray more than y'all. Who was the greatest apostle of them all? Paul. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. What was in his resume? Prayer. He said, I pray not just equal to you, but I pray more than y'all. So prayer will get you where nothing else can. Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
The latter part of verse 35, we read the whole 35th verse. And it came to pass when he saw her, meaning his daughter, that he rent his clothes and said, alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low. Thou one of them that troubled me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. So our message today is, you can't take it back, even though it might hurt. You can't take it back, even though it might hurt. Amen. The book of Ecclesiastes, verse 1 reads, chapter 5, verse 1 reads, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. He said, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words, sometimes it's as good to listen and not say a word. He said, yeah, when you come to the house of God, he said, be more ready to hear than to speak. Sometimes it's good when I come to church. I don't need to tell everybody about my problems, but I just need to sit and hear a word. Anybody need to hear a word? I said, anybody need to hear a word from God? That when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou vowest. He said, it is better that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and hallelujah. Now, there are times, as we said, Jephthah made a vow to God. He said, God, if you give me this victory. Some of us may have said, Lord, if you give me this house. Lord, if you give me this, that, whatever, you fill in the blanks. He said, Lord, I'll walk with you forever. But as it was for Jephthah, he said, in the process of time, as things begin to unfold and things begin to change, some of us try to take it back. Remember the time you got saved? You got went down in Jesus' name, and the Lord washed away all your sins. You came up and said, I feel like a new person. Hallelujah. Then he filled you with the Holy Ghost. Is there something down inside of me telling me? Anybody got something down inside of them when they got filled with the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Time to walk it quick. But something down inside of me telling me to. But in the process of time, when things began to change. Now when you got baptized, you said, this is, how many of you said, everybody when you got said, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. Hallelujah. Jesus took my heavy load. When I got saved down on that glory, and I'm sorry. So when we got saved, we were ready to run on all the way to Jesus. Somebody said, how far are you going to go? Recently about following him all. Anybody want to follow the Lord all the way? follow Jesus.
Thank you.
this is what the vernacular that y'all use today, real talk. When that person that did all that wrong to you call you up and now they're in need, what do you do? Amen? Now, just for a little hint, The Bible said all liars will have their part in the what?
Late,
right? The unbelieving, the fearful, and all liars. So if you're standing there and your phone ring, and you slide it up and you said, in a meeting. I'm in a meeting. What is it, a meeting of your mind? Is it worse yet? I'm driving. And you're standing there. In everyday talk, that's called. But that person kicked you out. That person has ran you down. That person has said, you can't be part of this. So when you get the call, what do you do? If God sent them to you, and we know certainly that God sent them to Jephthah, because when Jephthah began to lead them, the scripture said, the Spirit of the Lord came on him. So God might be trying to help you out, help use you to help somebody that's in a bad situation, but you can't look beyond the hurt. You can't look beyond the pain. You can't look beyond the disappointment. Hallelujah. So God's called you to do something, but you can't do it because all you can think about is everything that happened back in 2015. Anybody else mad at something 2015? Anybody else mad at something? Anybody ever talk about you bad? In 2000, I'm going to go way back. Now y'all keep going. Stay with me. Look at somebody and tell them, stay with me. I'm just going to 2015. Don't y'all go all the way back. Don't be going all the way back to, you know, I was a little kid. Just 2015. Amen. Don't go too far back. Because the further back you go, the worse your mind gets. Right? So the devil, in his great job, takes you all the way back to all the mess. And God looks at you and says, look at where you are now. So 2015 has some bad stuff happening. But how many know we in a year? Old things. Behold, old things. Come glory. Can I say glory? You in a new year. You in a new time. You in a new something. Why do you keep going? Paul said, forgetting those things which are. His only daughter was going to be the first thing to come out of the house. Now, because he said he's going to lift it up as a burnt offering, we know that he wasn't thinking it was going to be his daughter. Because the children of Israel knew that you did not sacrifice your children. So he was expecting one thing, but God said, I'm going to test you. I'm going to see if you really believe what you said in your heart. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use the very closest thing to you to test you. I'm going to use something that counts the most to see if you want to follow me all the way. I'm going to use something that's so close that if I take it from you, it's going to break you. I'm going to use something that's so close that when it messes up, it's going to mess your mind up. Because Jephthah said, look, Lord, you brought me very low. He said, I lost my daughter. He said, you know what that means? It means help. My situation is so bad. He said, help. He said, you brought me low. So God said, Jesus right there.
Jesus, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Never thought. If it had been anybody else, I could have told you. Jesus said there was a man wrong on me. Someone went with me to the house of God. Jesus said they both bed. He said it was my familiar friend that let me down.